Today's share of Mr. Bruyami is Siman Shin Ayin Gimel. And we had just begun, and we are up to Sif Katon Dalid in the Mishnah Brura, in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Ayin Gimel Aleph. It really is only one Sif, so it doesn't really, we can call it Aleph, we can just call it Shin Ayin Gimel. Call it whatever you want. And here we go. Now, since we last learned this Sif of Shulchan Aruch, last week on Thursday, we will give a little bit of an intro. So far, what have we seen in the Shulchan Aruch? That based on the sugyas in Erevin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that two balconies from second floors of houses that are facing each other, with the balconies, again, facing each other over Rishus HaRabim, the balconies are on top of the Rishus HaRabim, facing each other, so that you can appreciate now that these two houses, without these balconies, are parts of two separate chatzeros with a Rishus HaRabim separating the chatzeros. So what are we even talking about? So what we're talking about is that these two houses that are from different chatzeros with the Rishus HaRabim in between have these two balconies facing each other. And what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch is that if there is a board that is four tfachim wide acting as a bridge between the balconies, enabling them to cross over that four tefach board, so those two homes and subsequently the chatzeros can be joined together with that board slash bridge between the balconies, serving as a pesach. Obviously, they do not have to join up together as one eruv, but the two batim and thus their chatzeros can be joined via a joint eruv due to the pesach that is now in between the balcony. So that's where we were up to. And then comes the Ramah, which is going to relate to Sif Katan Dalid. The Ramah in Sif Aleph continues on. Hagah. What happens if these two balconies facing each other do not have a distance of four tfachim? One of you mentioned this scenario last week. I forgot which one. Okay. Rav Levi, this Shtark Yoimi guy. So he mentioned this scenario. What happens if these two balconies did not have in between them four tfachim? So then I feel below Nasser Nami Dinahi. Then even if there is no board connecting the two balconies, they are considered connected due to the fact that there is no four tefach break between the two balconies. And there, once again, it's like you have a pesach between the two balconies by virtue of the fact that there is no four tefach break in between. Just be careful when you walk across. Make sure you don't jump in between and fall down in between the crack. Okay? If the gap between the two balconies is less than four tefachim, so then as always, so you have, okay, so it doesn't, you know, it could be more than three. That's the point. If it's less than three, then they are attached, and then it's a different story. Here, if it's more than three, but less than four, it will be viewed as a pesach, as you know. And let's see sif katan dalit hainu she'ein bein gezustra legezustra. If there's no distance between the balconies, in which there is a hefsek, avir, the only break in airspace between the balconies is less than four tfachim, then they will also serve as a pesach. In Cain, yuchal lifsoa bekal. The idea is you can, four tfachim, less than four tfachim, is viewed as a distance that you can just walk from one balcony to the next balcony. You don't even got to be Batman, okay? And you can go ahead and do that, and therefore it's considered a pesach between the two balconies. And once again, as the Shulchan Aruch now continues on, and in both of these scenarios, whether you have a distance of more than four tefachim with a bridge four tefachim wide in between, or you have the two balconies next to each other within four tefachim, continuing the Shulchan Aruch, imratu kol echa achas me'areves li'atzma, each one, okay, of these batim and chatzeros could either go ahead and join in one Eruv, but if they want, they could also do their own separate Eruvim, because it's a Pesach. They're not one, obviously, but if they want, they can join as one Eruv, or they can keep their separate Eruvim with their own Batim and their own Chatzer separated from each other. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Vav. Oh, I think we skipped Dina Hachi. So the Ramah had said it has the same din, even if, oh no, we did that. The end of the Ramah had said there's no difference between whether you have a bridge, if it's more than a four tefach gap between them, as long as the four tefach wide bridge slash board, Or if this is less than 4 tefachim between the balconies, dinahachi the same halacha. Kimo ben Esther, the same halacha as if there was a board. Shichol la'arev yachad kishayirtu. If you want, you can go ahead and join up the two in one eruv. Vimratu, and if you want, ma'arv shnayim. Or you can go ahead and have separate eruvin as the Shulchan Aruch went on to continue. V'dafka shesmichas agizu shtratro zulazu lo haya ba'orach kol hakosel. So now look what he says. Now we talk about this halacha where the balconies are within 4 tefachim of each other. That's only if the balconies are not the whole length of each wall of both houses facing each other. Check this out. If both balconies were the entire length of each house facing each other, or the balconies that were across from each other within 4 tefachim were 10 tefachim long on each wall, then guess what? If you want to use those balconies, then in order to use the balconies, you have to join up. You know why? Because since the two balconies are either 10 amos long right next to each other within 4 tefachim of each other, or these balconies, even if they're not 10 amos long, but they take up the whole side of the wall of the house on the outside facing each other, it's not a pesach. It's like one joint chatzer on these balconies next to each other. Fascinating. Okay? Sif katan vav bimratzu kolechas ma'arevas las. But if they want, they can go ahead and do their own separate eruvin. Right? That's not a problem. Look what he says. Sif katan vav v'dafka kishena nesa machzik rak be'arba tfachim ad eser amos. So now once again, he's saying, when it says that if they want, they can do 2 eruvin, so once again, that's only if the bridge between both of these balconies has a length of 4 tefachim until 10 amos. But if the bridge has boards lined up between the two balconies more than 10 amos, let's say the bridge is more than 10 amos between the balconies, then once again the arvid echad, you can only do 1 eruv and not 2 if you want to go ahead and use your balcony. Vida, but he says you should know the mashat tzrichin la arvid yachad. When we say if you have a greater than 10 amos bridge, you have to join in 1 eruv to use your balcony. That's only if you want to go use your balcony, or you want to go ahead and you want to bring from one bias to the next bias. But if you would prefer not to use your balcony at all and just do your eruv with your own chatzer, that you could do too, he's going to say. So that's what he says. But still, if you do want to go ahead and join in 1 eruv to go ahead and use the balconies, you can go ahead and do your own separate eruv with your own chatzer in batav aliyah shalom. You can go ahead and do it with your own chatzer and your own bias, okay, aliyah la'atzma separately. Nothing. It's only if you want to go ahead and use the gezustra, the outdoor balcony, then you have to join up with the other balcony. Okay? Ali is the second floor of your house. That's no problem. You can join that up with the rest of your chatzer on the other side of the Rishus HaRabim. What's the problem? Zif katan zayin, la'atzma. So each one can do their own. Each one can do their own Erev chatzeros if they want. Now, going back to the case where all there is a Pesach, so you can choose to go ahead and have a joint Erev, or you can have a separate Erev. Zif katan zayin. So he says, and with this, you'll be able, if you go ahead, in the case where there's a Pesach, not in the case where it's more than 10 amos long, the bridge, in the case where you have a bridge 4 tefach long across both balconies. So there, if you want, you could join up, or if you want, you can keep it separate. So if you keep it separate, and all there is a Pesach, then you could use your own, balcony, but you don't have to. The only time you have to join in an Erev with the other balcony is if it's either a 10 amos long balconies where there is no 4 tefach gap in between, or if you have a bridge that's longer than 4 tefachim, okay? But not only longer than 4 tefachim in its length across, but also longer than 10 amos in a length across the balconies. So that's what you'd have to join together. But here we're only talking about, let's say, a 4 tefach wide bridge between 2 balconies that, let's say, separated by 10 tefachim in airspace. There's a bridge, 4 tefachim, okay, in length and width, okay, alongside the houses. So there you could separate and have 2 separate Eruvin, And if you do that, you can still go ahead and use your balcony separately. You just can't use the other guy's balcony across. Because even though you have a bridge, you didn't join in the area with him. And that's what he says. He can use his own, balcony and carry to his own balcony. However, on the area that is directly opposite the what, the Neser, on the Neser itself, Mistabra the Aser. Mistabra is going to be Aser to go ahead and carry there. Sharei kol echad parutz limakom chavero ve'oisrin zeh al zeh. Okay, that area is only going to be parutz to the, on the Gezustra, to the makom of his friend, and that would Aser one on the other. Let's just continue on. We'll take kashas after. Then he goes on and he says as follows. Then, im hayuzu, back to Shulchan Aruch. Aval. What happens if these two balconies facing each other are not directly facing each other? You have one a little more east and the other one a little more west. Meaning they are like on a diagonal from each other. They're across the Rishus HaRabim from one another. They're each on houses on two sides of the Rishus HaRabim. But the balconies are not directly facing each other. One is further down east and the other one further down west. So that if you wanted to go ahead and go from one to the other, you'd have to go on a diagonal to the other. Right? You'd have to go on a diagonal to the So then he says, Enichon Larav Yachad. You can't go ahead and join in an Erev even if you had a bridge there. Why not? Let's see. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Tzifkat and Ches, Meshucha L'Mizrach. Rotsa Lomar, Meshucha M'Kom Chaverta. Litzab Mizrach. It means it is distance from each other, like from the east to the west, depending on which side you are. Sifkatan says, you can't join together even though you have a bridge. That's what he means. When you put the bridge board from one balcony to the other one, you're going to go from the corner of one balcony to the corner of the other balcony, because they're an angle from each other. That's not a normal type of Pesach, to go from the corner of one balcony to the other one. The gam lefi she'ena gesher yashar, and also the bridge is not really a straight bridge. Ela ba'chalson omed, it's on an angle, on a diagonal, on an angle. Misyare adam lavorbo, a person gets a little afraid when he's on like a board that's not like directly from one balcony to the other. It's going on the corners. I'm like, you have to get a little bit, you have to be a little bit of a smooth walker, one of these circus dudes, to be able to handle it. Okay, we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Then he says, so too, if one balcony, even if they're facing each other, if one was higher than the other, that also can't be considered a bridge. Look what he says. Oh, let's continue on. But what are we talking about here? When we talk about these two balconies that are either one above the other, or one further east and one further west than the other, not directly across from each other, that's only if they're not within three tvachim of each other. But if they're within three tvachim of each other, whether in terms of distance or in terms of height, then Chashiv Shapir Kepesach, they can be viewed as a Pesach. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, he's going to spell it out. Chashiv Shapir, Siv Katan, Tes. Chashiv Shapir, Perush, why would it be considered a Pesach if they're within three tefachim of each other? Perush, Avikilu Nesach Munach B'Shava, because then it's like the Neser, the board, is like on the same level. So it's not one higher than the other. Yeah, if one was higher than the other, it's a problem. Ah, but if it's only higher than the other within three tefachim, that's not going to be on the same level. Same thing if they're distance from each other, one further east and one further, west. Okay, across from each other. If it's within three tefachim, that diagonal, it's like they're really connected to each other. Meaning they're not connected, they're something really directly across from each other. And therefore they can be viewed as a Pesach. Da, he says. Demasha amru bein berichach bein degova. When he says whether it's in terms of distance or in terms of height, what that means is, hainu, shemaruchach zemizeh, it means that the distance from each other, yoser me'ar batvachim ba'avir, it means the distance from one another is more than what? More than four tvachim in terms of airspace, shebein zulazu. Meaning, from one another, in terms of the balconies, there's more than four tvachim from one balcony to the next. But we need to say, in terms of the height, it's within 3 tvachim. Or in terms of the diagonal, it's within 3 tvachim. One is above the other, more than 3 tvachim, another tvachim. So azamir, then we could say, tavi kilu heim shneim zuti negedu. We can then say it's like they're both directly opposite one another, and therefore what can you do? But no say nesim izu lezu. You can then go ahead and put a board from one to the other, kevan shamerchak shebeineim, yoyse me'arba tvachim. The merchak, the distance between the two balconies is more than 4 tvachim, but you have a board that is what? That is between them, obviously wider than 4 tvachim. It's going to be okay, since the height difference of the balconies and the distance from the balconies in terms of one being further east and further west is within 3 tvachim. So too, if one is more zulatzad mizrach or zulatzad mayrim, one is more east and one is more west, veinam zeh can I get them mamish, and they're not mamish opposite each other. Rak shemeruchak pachos mizrach tvachim. As long as the two corners are within 3 tvachim of each other in terms of east and west, then you can go ahead and amrina, you can say lavud vavi keilu heim zu keneged zu, and it's as if they're each facing each other. Va'az, and therefore avsha adayin yesh avir rachok bein zu lezu. What's the finish here? Even though the distance across is more than 4 tvachim, yosam arba tvachim, it will be mutter al yedei neser, it will be mutter with a board shenosei bein zu lezu, between one and the other. Because obviously, if we're talking about a distance between the balconies across, then we don't need anything if they're within 3 tvachim of each other. It's lovely. It's like one balcony. Okay? Let's move on. Shinayin Dalet. Nistam b'Shabbos Pesach o'chalon b'makom she'erov bo. We have a situation where you have a Pesach o'chalon that you use that Pesach o'chalon in order to make an Erev between two houses. Right? And then it gets sealed. So what's the story? Look what he says. Evru, Ervu derech chalon. O Pesach she'beneyem. You went ahead and you made an Erev due to the fact that you had a window or a Pesach between two baptim, two chatzeros, mutarim l'shtarmesh derech gova hakotel v'choron. You can still go ahead and pass from one to the other, even though the Pesach got sealed on Shabbos, you can still go ahead and utilize that Erev, even though the Erev was based on the Pesach and the Chalon, and now the Pesach and Chalon is sealed, you can still use that Erev, okay, and carry through holes that would not be considered a Pesach, or go above that wall, even though that you wouldn't be able to. If there was no original Pesach there that you used, meaning you don't have to worry about the fact that it becomes sealed on Shabbos. Only because the Erev is only mutter because of the Pesach Shereinayim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Dinistam b'Shabbos kidon shenafla ma'polot kinegdo. For example, a little avalanche, okay, happened to occur in front of that Pesach, and now it's been closed. Beis, okay, mutarim l'shtamesh mizu lezu b'Shabbos zu. You can go ahead and carry and take things that started from one bias to the other on that Shabbos, and for sure each bias can move into their own chatzer, even the ones that the Erev is not actually in. Sifkot and Gimel, derech goyva hakotel v'choron. You can do it via on top of the kotel or through the kotel, even though Rosh Salomar, even though now the Pesach got sealed, and ain ruyin l'sarev yachad, you would not be able to go ahead and join them both up. Dalo ain b'chorin shir chalon, because in the hole there's no shir of a chalon of a Pesach, not dal tzvachim hole. Afilu achi lon is batel ha'erev, but the erev did not become batel al Shabbos. Why? The kevan shehuter b'tchilas haShabbos, hutter l'chol haShabbos. Once it became mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter for the whole Shabbos. Va'afilu im erev l'shana. Now, even if they did an Erev, and they established an Erev for the whole year, v'nistam ha-pesach b'chol, and the entranceway from one to the other was sealed during the week, v'niftach b'Shabbos, and the Pesach was opened subsequently on a Shabbos, v'afilu stama b'mezid, and the Ramah adds, and even if it was sealed b'mezid, Chazar ha'eruv lehetero. The Erev will return back to its mutter state, meaning you will be allowed to go ahead and utilize that Erev that was made. Again, we're talking here where the Pesach that was initially there at the creation of the Erev in the beginning of the year that was utilized as a Pesach to allow for one Erev, one joint Erev, it was sealed because of the Amapoles came. The Ramah adds, even if it was sealed b'mezid, And this happened during the week. Even if it opens up by itself on Shabbos, the Eruv will be permitted. So let's see. The Mishnah Berurah is going to spell this out. The niftach b'Shabbos, if gotten bal, but solomar, lo mi bayim niftach kodem ha-Shabbos, bevadai havi Eruv. He says, for sure, if the Eruv, if the Pesach opens up once again before Shabbos, for sure it will be a good Eruv on that Shabbos. Da be'ez k'nizat ha-Shabbos, because when Shabbos arrived, hayukvar psuchin mizuzu, the Pesach was already open, and both were open to each other before Shabbos. El afilu im niftach b'Shabbos gufa. Even if the Pesach opened up again on a subsequent Shabbos after having been sealed somehow during the week, mikomakom kevan shebe'ez hanachas ha'erev. Since when the Erev was initially placed, that it was placed for a number of Shabbosos or for a whole year, Haya Pesach Mizu Lezu Vichal Ha Erev, when the initial Erev was made, the Pesach was there from one to the other, and the Erev was Chal Lachain Av Shevin Shabbos Acheres Haya Sasum. Therefore, even though on a subsequent Shabbos it was sealed mitchilas haShabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, the lo haya az ha'erev moil leklum, and at the beginning of that Shabbos the erev was not effective at all. Mikol makom lo nisbatel. Still, the erev based on the Pesach was not. This is what the Shulchan Aruch here is saying. The erev, in principle, was not batel. Umiyad she niftach, as soon as that Pesach opens somehow on Shabbos, Chazar ha'eruv leteru arishon, the Eruv will return to its initial heter, and they will subsequently be able to carry, based on that Eruv that was established with the Pesach being there at the initial creation of the Eruv. And here, the Ramah had said, if it was subsequently sealed on a weekday, after the Eruv was made as a joint Eruv based on the Pesach for a whole year, if it was sealed up this Pesach, b'nezid, the Ramah said, it also will be a valid Erev if it opens up on a subsequent Shabbos. So comes the Mr. Gruen explains, afilu stama b'nezid, haynu b'kavana. It means that even if it was sealed up by a person b'kavana, after that first Shabbos, during a weekday, the Ramah holds, it will be an effective Erev on a subsequent Shabbos if it opens up on a subsequent Shabbos. V'da, he says, you should know, to Magen Avram, the Magen Avram v'kama achronim, and a number of achronim, tzidido le'asor bazeh, kishechazar v'niftach b'Shabbos. The Magen Avram and a number of achronim, they say that it's going to be usur in such a case, when it was sealed b'mezid on a weekday, when it subsequently opens up on a Shabbos. Why? The kevan shesasama Pesach, since the Pesach was sealed. This Pesach, shebein shtei achatzeros, you had this Pesach between two chatzeros that was utilized to join your two chatzeros in a joint Erev. And it was sealed on a weekday afterwards, b'mezid, havei kebitel ha'erev yadayim. Since he's doing it b'kavana, the Magen Avraham and these achronim holds that the Erev actually becomes batel and null and void because he did it b'yadayim. Daregalei daite she'enel chavetz b'erev, because on the weekday when he seals it after that first Shabbos or second Shabbos, whatever many Shabbos they used it, but when he subsequently seals it on a weekday, it's going to be Vatel Erev that was established for the whole year because he sealed it. So that shows that, oh, I don't want this Erev based on this Pesach. Lo Mahani, therefore, he says, not going to help. Kishe Niftach Achar Kach B'Shabbos Guf. It's not going to help if it opens on a subsequent Shabbos. Ve'in Lahakel Kishe Samo B'Mezid. And therefore, he says, they say, you cannot be Mekel if it was sealed B'Mezid. Elo Kishe Niftach Kodem HaShabbos. Only if it opened up before Shabbos. Because there we'll say, Dazar Minan, Avshin is Batel Meikari, even though it was Batel Meikara, because he did it biyadayim, this sealed this Pesach biyadayim, gave in shechazav, and it went back and it was opened up, harei akalponim, heim shutvin, bapas shel erev. Still, at the end of the day, they are still all partners in that pas of the erev. Ubeyashmashos, and beyashmashosh, shehuzman kniya erev, and beyashmashosh was at the time that erev is chal, Harei Pesach beinem. There's a Pesach between them. She roi la'eruv that is fitting for eruv. Vayim be'er locha shebeyanu shekain roi linhog lemaisa. And the be'er locha, he says, check it out, where he says that lemaisa you should rely and only follow these achronim. That if the Pesach during the week was sealed b'mezid, it will not be a viable eruv on a subsequent Shabbos unless it was opened up again before the Shabbos. Achain, he says. However, in Be'esh Shesesama, even according to this opinion, how we're going to be Nayeg L'maisa, if when he sealed it, Haya B'daito, his mindset was, Rak L'fisha, that it should only be sealed for a certain amount of time, B'yachakach L'achzor, and afterwards to be opened up, L'pascho, then Mistabra D'mutter, then he says, even according, Mishnah Berurah says, according to the way we're Nayeg, it's no problem. Mistavra the mutter afke shechazav and if the Shabbos. In such a case, it would be mutter when it opens up again on Shabbos, because the mindset was when he sealed it, it wasn't that he was being mevatel the erev for good by sealing the Pesach, because his mindset was for it to be open again, and therefore you could rely then on the initial erev that was done with that Pesach for the whole year. And as soon as it opens, whenever it opens, even on Shabbos, and even if it was sealed, the adayim b'mezid during a weekday, it will be chayzer lehetero, it will return to its initial state of being a good Erev based on that Pesach when it opens subsequently on a future Shabbos. Finally, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ula harambam, ein mutter letaltel, ela kol achas la'atzma, aval mizul zu lo. So now the Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to now point out, goes back to the beginning of the Sif and says that it's not going to be permissible to go ahead and subsequently use the Erev when it opens up and utilize that Erev as a joint Erev to carry from a bayis in one chatzer to the other chatzer. It's only going to be permissible when it reopens to go ahead and utilize the Erev for that chatzer itself, for the chatzer that the bayis is in itself. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We're talking about where it gets sealed on a Shabbos, not where it gets sealed on a weekday, but where it gets sealed on the initial Shabbos, and in the beginning of Shabbos, it was open. So in the beginning of the Shabbos, the Pesach was open, and it gets sealed. So according to the first opinion, the first opinion holds, why not? It was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, so you could go ahead, and you can carry and pass things over from one chatzah to the other, even things that initiate in a bias through holes above the roof, above the wall of the chatzer. Uldigdei eino mutter ella kol chatzer latmo. According to the Rambam, it's only going to be mutter when it reopens every chatzer by itself, meaning from the bias to its own chatzer. V'aravusahu, and the chiddush is dafilu osa chatzer. Even according to the Rambam, there's a chiddush that even the chatzer she'ena erev munach besocha muteres, that even the chatzer that the eruv is not in, because it was put in the other chatzer, utilizing the joint eruv due to the Pesach. So here the Rambam would say that even though it gets sealed on the Shabbos, you can still utilize the eruv for that chatzer itself, but you can't utilize the eruv. We don't say mitoch shehutra. Once it was mutter for the beginning of Shabbos, you can go ahead and utilize that eruv for the rest of the Shabbos from one bias in one chatzer to the other chatzer, or to another bias in the other chatzer. But he says, Mikomako im chazar v'niftach. Still he says, if it subsequently opens on that Shabbos, in such a case, l'kuliyama mutter l'taltel mizu l'zu kemo b'tchila, everyone would agree that you'd be able to go ahead and carry from one bias to another bias in the other chatzer, one bias to the in one chatzer to the other chatzer. The halacha is like the first shita, that once the Erev is good in the beginning of Shabbos, even if the Pesach is sealed on Shabbos, for the rest of that Shabbos, for sure, it will be okay to utilize that Erev. Ad kan. So just to quickly summarize this whole siman, it goes like this. Shulchan Aruch discussed two chatzeros that made a joint Erev because they shared a window or entrance, right? Valid size, 4x4, tvachim. And on Shabbos, the window or entrance or Pesach became blocked. For example, a building collapsed in front of the opening. So the lacha is, halacha l'maisa, after all the different shittas, is that they may continue to use the top of the wall and the holes in the wall to transport objects from one yard to the other. And they are certainly permitted to transport objects from their respective homes into their respective yards and chatzeros. And again, this is how we hold halacha l'maisa, even though the Rambam disagrees in this full blanket heter. And the rationale behind this psak is that since it was permitted at the outset of Shabbos, because the entrance was open, it remains permitted for the duration of Shabbos, even if the opening becomes blocked. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel. And furthermore, the halacha is, as the Shulchan Aruch says, even if one had intended for the Erev to be enforced for a year, and one week during the week it became blocked, if on a Shabbos it is reopened, the Erev is restored as if the opening was never blocked. The only thing is, we do not halacha l'maisa follow the Shulchan Aruch, who says that if it was sealed b'mezid and it opens on a subsequent Shabbos, we should not allow, we should be machmir and not utilize that joint Erev in that case, because the mindset was, according to Zachronim, to go ahead and be mevatel the Erev. However, Mr. Brewer says, if it subsequently opened up before Shabbos, you could be makel and utilize that Erev based on the joint Erev, based on the Pesach, if it opens subsequently before Shabbos,